All right, so I'm here with Corey Rich, adventure photographer. So what exactly do you do?
Well, I, I realized 20 years ago that I love two things, and they happen to really work in parallel in my life today, and that is being outdoors and adventuring and documenting those adventures with the camera. And so I document adventure both with still photography, video, and audio.
So why did you become a photographer anyways? I mean, you said 20 years ago.
I was 13 years old, I was a gymnast, and we had a pull-up contest on our campus. And I did 35 pull-ups and broke the school pull-up record. And my instructor at the time, Bob Porter, rather my physical education teacher, took notice of the short, strong kid and invited me on my first ever rock climbing weekend. And we went to the Needles of California, and I just loved everything about that first climbing experience. I loved the mental challenge, the physical challenge, the being outside, the unexpected, spending time with adults, the higher level of conversation. And it was just a very natural progression to want to take pictures of these weekend adventures so that I could share them with my buddies back at school on the playground. So I borrowed my dad's SLR camera and quickly realized that it's not simply having a great camera that makes great pictures. In fact, it's really 98% about what you do with the camera and about 2% about which tool or which camera you're using. And so these two parallel pursuits were born. And the pursuits were my love for adventure, for rock climbing specifically at the time, and trying to hone the craft and skill of making storytelling still photographs. And so I started signing up for community college classes and worked for the on-campus newspaper, and eventually worked for the newspaper in my community, and read every book on photography I could get my hands on. And I just really became a sponge and tried to soak up as much information about still photography and photojournalism.
I guess, at least for me, as a student, what kind of advice would you give? Just, if I want to be, somewhere where you're at in your adventure photography and, doing all these things for like Nike, Apple, all these different companies doing editorial work, what kind of tips would you might have?
Well, I mean, I never set out to be a professional photographer, and certainly not a professional adventure photographer. Not in my wildest dreams did I imagine this would actually become a career. But I look back at which ingredients in my recipe actually worked. And I think the ingredients are really simple, which is, if you're a student today and you're aspiring to be an adventure photographer, be a professional photographer, period, in whatever genre your interests lie. The key is to actually not worry about the business and take advantage of being a student. That is, you right now, even though you feel busy with classes, you have more free time in your life today than you will ever have after you graduate, because real life sets in, and you've got to really capitalize on that time and focus on making pictures. You need to get out there and make pictures with every single opportunity, and you need to create those opportunities. It's every day you get out there and you fill two or three flashcards if it's still photography that you're passionate about. If you're passionate about video, you fill a tape every day. And it doesn't matter if it's you're photographing your college roommate acting goofy, or whether it's on campus shooting a sporting event or a personal story that you attempt to tell. But the key is there's no substitute for just simply getting out there and doing it. Photography is a lot like running. The more you run, the better you get at it. And there's muscle memory involved. The more times you press that shutter, the more times you look through that rectangle and turn it horizontally or vertically, the better you get at arranging what's happening in that rectangle. And the better you get at utilizing the light that's available and choosing the moment and composing that frame. And so my point with this statement is there is no strategy in terms of you invest X amount of dollars in business cards and you invest a certain amount of money in marketing. It's you make great pictures, and when you have a set of great pictures, the market will find you. And but the key is to not try to get a the cart ahead of the horse. You just worry about riding at this point, and eventually you'll end up pulling a cart. I'm not sure if that makes sense, but the career will follow if you're a stallion. If you prove to be a stallion, you're going to end up pulling a big cart. Maybe Clydesdale is a better example.
So I was doing a little research in Aurora Photos. Where did that all start?
Well, Aurora Photos is a 15-year-old company, actually, that was founded by Jose Azell and a couple of other National Geographic photographers, guys that were shooting, multiple major feature stories a year for the Geographic. And they all had this realization, which was they would shoot a major feature for the Geographic, and after it published the 20 images in National Geographic, the thousands of images would go into a filing cabinet in someone's basement and never see the light of day. So Jose and a couple of these other photographers had the vision for building a company around relicensing those stories, both as picture sets and as individual pictures. And about 6 years ago, Jose contacted me and a number of other outdoor adventure photographers querying as to whether we were interested in an outdoor adventure archive within Aurora Photos. And I immediately jumped on the telephone, and Jose and I had some long conversations about what the possibilities might be in the outdoor adventure world and in that genre and the vertical markets associated with outdoor adventure photography. And we realized quickly that we had very parallel visions of how the photography market was evolving, specifically the outdoor adventure market and the editorial market and the commercial market. And we agreed to go into a small partnership to try to test the waters for building an adventure archive. And years later, that relationship has grown over the years, and now we're the two majority partners in Aurora Photos, and I'm involved with a whole lot more than just the outdoor adventure archive within Aurora.
Let's see here. I got tons of questions, just trying to pick which ones I want.
Sure.
So I know you do a lot of outdoor stuff, doing stuff for REI, just a lot of, product shots, but, do you do any of this studio work, really?
I very rarely do. I never shoot products indoors in a studio. I mean, I can't think of a single situation where I've actually done that. I think the key as a photographer is to be a specialist, to be really good at one thing or maybe a couple of things. And I think if the question were, Corey, what's your forte? Like, what's your specialty? I would say that my specialty is I'm good at capturing real life as it unfolds in front of me, of being a photojournalist in an outdoor adventure environment, right? I don't have to coach moments or set things up. I'm there capturing the adventure as it unfolds. And I think that translates well to the commercial world because I photograph so much real life that I, when I need to on demand, create situations that feel real. I know what those situations feel like and look like and feel very comfortable working with models or athletes to create real, authentic, gritty moments. But studio photography I would not put on my list of strengths.
All right, so I know you're a Nikon shooter, but what kind of equipment do you typically carry around with you when you're on assignment?
Right. Well, I'm always, my philosophy is less is more. Lighter is fast. Lighter and faster is my motto. Light and fast, rather.
Especially where you're
at. A lot of the environments that I'm working in are big mountains and vertical rock faces, or on remote beaches in remote deserts, etc. And so I'm usually on my own luggage handler, meaning I'm carrying all of my equipment. And especially as they become more extreme environments, there's no possibility for having an assistant. It's very unlike a studio where one guy's holding a C-stand and adjusting the light. while the photographer's, you know, adjusting the camera equipment. In my world, on many of the high adventure shoots, there's just no room or logic for an assistant. So I'm one camera and two lenses. Currently that would be the Nikon D700 and a 14-24 and a 70-200 2.8. And that configure, I don't mind changing lenses if it means I'm carrying less. If I'm in an environment where I really need to be working with two cameras, then I'll carry a D3 and a D700, so that I can have a long lens on one camera body and a wide zoom on the other camera body. Now, of course, I travel with a lot more equipment than just what I'm using during the shoot. Oftentimes, in the hotel room or in the tent, I'll have an extra body and a few specialty lenses, a longer lens, a wider lens, a middle range lens, a tilt shift lens. But, those are specialty lenses. 98% of the pictures I've made in my career as a photographer were shot on two lenses, and that's a wide zoom and a long lens zoom. And in that's in the range of 14-35 to roughly 70-200. And occasionally I'll carry a 1.4 converter. But I think a lot's changing in our world, and that is DSLRs now have the capability to shoot high-definition video, so I'm more and more working with DSLR bodies that will do both for me, that is shoot still photos as well as shoot high-definition video. So I've really embraced shooting HD video on Nikon cameras. I shot first with the D90, and now I'm shooting a lot with the D300S, and I just had the opportunity to play with the D3S, which is really the breakthrough camera, in my opinion, Nikon's breakthrough HD video camera in the form of a DSLR, and that will soon be, it might become my primary camera body when I'm shooting, well, definitely will become the primary body when I'm shooting HD video, and I think I'm going to feel the pull to start using that camera in almost all the time, even though it's heavier than the D300S, or rather than the D700, because it's just so damn good.
So I know you guys are based out of Tahoe, Lake Tahoe. You guys have a team, there, supporting you or whatever,
So my office, I live in Lake Tahoe, and that's one of the advantages of being a freelance photographer in the adventure world, is that, very, very rarely is my work in my backyard, and I travel for most of it. So I chose a home in a place where it feels like I'm on vacation when I'm actually at home, and I love that aspect. And occasionally I can bring the job to Lake Tahoe because of the spectacular backdrop. But I have an office here that helps manage my own career in Corey Ridge Photography. Corey is a photographer, and it's a very small group of guys. It's Vince, who handles a lot of our digital workflow and a lot of the logistics on photo shoots, and Blaine, who deals with a lot of our marketing and client relationships, and bookkeeper Ruth, that comes in about once a week, and Marina, who deals with a lot of our, when we do a large production, she'll step in and deal with talent and casting and coordination of photo shoots. So it's a small crew, and we hire lots of contractors, whether they're assistants or lighting people or stylists, for example, when shoots come our way. Aurora Photos, on the other hand, is based, our main office is actually based in Portland, Maine, and that's where all of our workflow takes place, as well as our picture editing and marketing. And then we have another office in New York City, and that's where our assignment division runs out of, as well as our as part of our sales force and new media division.
Well, really cool. Thank you guys so much for giving us an interview. It's really cool. I just emailed you and it's like, it's whatever. And there's a little surprise to get an email from you, but I just want to thank you so much. Check Corey Rich out at his website, coreyrich.com, and we'll talk to you guys later.